Google has just rolled out its AI flights deal tool to the entire world. This is something that I think was internally in the US for a while. I've tested it and I've had some interesting results, which I will share on the podcast. But they've also added some new travel features inside of search, inside of Google search. We're getting into all of this today. Before we do, I wanted to tell everyone about our AI Hustle School community because we are currently doing a Black Friday deal. So on our school community, we post a video every week that we don't post anywhere else, breaking down the tools that we are using to grow and scale our businesses. We have a whole course on how to become an AI consultant inside of your own industry, which is really powerful. And we currently have a Black Friday deal where it is only $19 a month to join the school community. We have over 300 members that all share inputs and ideas, what they're working on. We share our own personal projects, stuff we don't share publicly. And so if you want to join, there's a link in the description. It's $19 a month for this Black Friday month. If you want to get it, it is currently on sale. All right, let's talk about what's going on with Google Flights. Jamie, you are, you know, the flight deal finding master. Is this tool useful to you? What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, I haven't, you know, traveled globally in quite a few years now, but in the past, you know, there's always been the new travel site that, oh, if you want the cheapest flights, you got to go to, you know, first it was Expedia, then it was Kayak. And then it's like, after over time, these prices get twisted. And at the end of the day, it's really hard to know if you're getting the best price or not, because, you know, each company has their markups. That's how they make money. You know, they're, you know, it's very convoluted. But now Google has actually been dominating with their flight deals. This has been, you know, in development for the past few months, but basically it will search all these sites and actually find you the cheapest deal. And I know it works. My mom actually was trying to help her plan a trip to Switzerland because her step granddaughter is going to be studying abroad there. And, you know, the flight that we found was like $200 cheaper than anywhere else. It was like,
wow,
you know, like $600 round trip to Switzerland from Michigan. So it was, you know, crazy. It really does work. And what's really cool is not just will it find you the cheapest flights, is they actually have this new canvas feature where you can actually plan out your trip. So, you know, from these dates, you know, I'm going to be in Geneva. And so I need a hotel, you know, from these dates. And it kind of gives you a visual to help you plan your trip and make all those connections. So it's never been easier to plan a trip now with this new tool. And I think travel agents may be in trouble in the future with their businesses because of how easy it is now using this tool.
Yeah. So I've personally tried it before, and I will say my first experience with it was disappointing, but I probably had too high of expectations because it was like, you know, talk to us like ChatGPT. And I'm like, okay, I have like a family of five and we want to travel like somewhere in this range. We want to go to like somewhere like here. And preferably we want to sit at like this part of the airplane. And like, we want to like, anyways, I had like 100 like stipulations and I'm like, go. And it's like, yeah, sorry, we can't do that. So I think I probably was going a little overboard, which like, I think to be fair, if you use ChatGPT and their Expedia plugin, like you can do a little bit more if you, like you can kind of do that with that tool. So I'll say that. I will also say when I book flights, I almost 100% exclusively search for my flights on Google Flights right now, just because of the way when you are looking at like pricing, you can, when it's like, what days do you want to fly? You just click on the calendar and it pulls up the calendar and it just shows you the lowest price on every day. And like, I would like, I don't know what people did before that. You would just have to search every day and wait till it came up with a response and then decide which one was the cheapest day. When I travel though, I'm usually planning it like a couple months ahead or a month ahead of time. And I'm just going to, it's not like I'm super fixed on when. I'll just go to whatever the cheapest day is when I'm going to go travel basically.
Right.
So I always use Google Flights for that because they're great. And so I think now that they have this flights deal thing, it's going to definitely be something that I will have to look at more closely to see what it's capable of. In their demo, sort of, when they gave an example, one of their, I guess, like, you know, example questions that you could ask, which is a little bit more simple than what I was asking before, they said, help me plan a girls trip to Phoenix with three friends, March 6th to 9th. We want to. So, okay, one thing that I will say is funny about that is it's like, you didn't need to tell it that it was a girls trip. You could say three friends. Like, I don't know. There's just like certain things that like in their demo that you can add all this fluff that aren't part of it. When I'm asking it questions, I'm just like going down like a very strict list of everything I say I want to be part of the criteria to search. And sometimes I think overwhelm it with that. But yeah, you can make natural language requests. and it can do a fairly good job of giving you an answer. And then, like you mentioned, they have the whole Canvas feature, which is pretty cool. When you're planning a trip, Jamie, like, what does your workflow usually look like for something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say typically it's pretty tricky because you got to kind of bounce back and forth. We like to use points, which adds a whole nother layer of complexity.
Yeah.
I don't know when or if that'll ever be integrated, because each, you know, depending on what card you have or what airline you use, you have different point deals. But we try to first maybe find a good deal on a hotel, and then we book the flights, and then usually have to tweak one a day or two on either side. And it takes a while to kind of make those all line up. So it's pretty tricky. And that's why I think a tool like this could be super helpful.
Okay. I want to give you guys an example just so you guys don't know I'm not crazy and I'm probably not overly demanding, but I said, I want to go to Hawaii for the next 2 weeks with a family of 2 adults and 3 kids. I felt like that's pretty straightforward, basically like drop down settings. And it said, we couldn't match your search. Your search might be a bit too complex for our current capabilities, but we're always learning. So I'm going to try this exact same prompt inside of ChatGPT using their Expedia plugin and see if it's actually any better at responding. But Okay. Yeah, I'll let you know what it says.
What's interesting about, and I just noticed this on the Google Travel website, is they have actually a vacation rentals tab, which piques my interest because that's kind of the world I'm in and I'm trying to grow my vacation rental business. And so the fact that you can actually look up those within Google is very interesting to me. I don't know if it links to the Airbnb or booking.com or how it actually integrates, but that is very, so it looks like through Vrbo and Expedia it'll connect to Google. I don't know if maybe they have a vendetta against Airbnb, I'm not sure, but either way, that's a pretty interesting feature that I will be keeping my eye on.
That is interesting. Also on ChatGPT, and perhaps I'm doing something wrong, I wasn't able to call on Expedia or Kayak. There probably is a way to do it, so I'll just say that publicly, but because in the last 5 seconds I wasn't able to figure it out, it's not simple. I tried doing, like, in the past, I swear I've done the at symbol. Oh, you know what, maybe it's like ChatGPT 5.1 came out, maybe it doesn't work with 5.1, I'm not sure. But I wasn't seeing like the Expedia integration in there, but like there's a way to do it, but it's not easy. So it feels like no one has really figured this out, and the reason why this kind of drives me crazy is because basically every time a new AI model comes out and they're like, it can do like agentic blah, 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 the demo that literally everyone gives, it's like, if you're looking to like book a trip, like you could just chat with it and say these things and it can like go, like everyone uses the book a trip demo as like their, how good their AI model is. And yet here I am struggling to get ChatGPT to search for 2 weeks for 5 people, and Google's own flight deal is struggling to do it. I'm sure there's a way to do it. Maybe people are calling me dumb, but like it isn't as easy. So one thing that I will say with this whole episode is I think it's a good example of a lot of times these companies will come out with an announcement or a demo, and perhaps the capabilities are there, they're hard to find, but also perhaps people oversell and overhype the capabilities of their AI models. On the show, what we always try to do is help make it as easy as possible for you guys to understand what is hype and what is not. So that is what we're attempting to do in this episode, even though I'm struggling to get the flights thing to even give me a response at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I think eventually it will all work, but you know, I think we're in the beginning stages of it right now. But for now, I think Google Flights is a pretty good tool specifically for flights. I don't know about planning out a whole vacation yet. I was even just clicking around on the vacation rental side of things, trying to see if I could pull mine up, and it had basically any link I would click on to go to it would go to like a third party site that didn't even have my property. It was like Blue Pillow pulled up, which I've never heard of. So it's not actually pulling up the Airbnb link where you can book it. It's just kind of saying that, hey, this property is in this area. Good luck finding it.
That's hilarious. Okay, I will say it's not completely useless. While you were talking, I did actually get it to come up with a good result for some flight deals. What I did is I had to remove the kids off of it. For some reason, I think this flight deals thing doesn't show responses if you say that there's kids. I looked at, there's like filters on the bottom and you can do drop down on passengers and it only shows you adults. So once I changed it to just be adults and I removed the kids from the search, then it was able to find some flights to Hawaii. So I don't know. Pro tip, if you have kids, don't put them into the flights deal thing. I'm sure you could still go book their tickets, but it's not going to look for them doing that specific search. So there's like a bunch of these finicky things. You have to figure them out. Give it a try. I think it's a good tool, but it does have some tricky bits. Anyways, thanks everyone so much for tuning into the podcast today, talking about AI and travel and giving you a real look at what the capabilities are, cutting out the hype, telling you our frustrations and what we actually see on the ground here. Hope you guys all have a fantastic rest of your week. Make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community if you're interested in growing and scaling your business and career with AI tools. We'll catch you guys all in the next episode.